It was over 60 years ago that we got the idea that man should nurse at the breast of nature, that man should look to nature for his sustenance, that there were certain elements in nature that were not found in the regular processed foods of those days. And we felt that there was something lacking. We began to search to find the real elements of life. We found the minerals. It was quite well known. Nothing secret about the presence of minerals in the food. But no one knew what a vitamin was. No one had any idea of these elements in vegetables and fruit. We spent a great deal of time in our makeshift laboratory, a great deal of time of study to determine what it was in the vegetable that was so, the green vegetable, that was so much better than an old, withered, last year's turnip. What had been lost through age and storage? And we began to isolate certain vital acids. We found by feeding laboratory animals and by feeding patients in the clinic these vital acids, we found that they thrived upon it. So we've decided they were vital to the welfare of the human body. And we began to figure ways and means of providing that extract of vitality, we'll say, a vital substance to put in or add to the regular diet. And by constant care, we were able to build a list of vital acids. We didn't name them any vitamin name because they didn't know what a vitamin was, so we heard of Dr. Fuch over in Holland, who was doing some research work on a vital acid found in vegetables. And we got some correspondence with him, found that he had discovered the same vital acids that we were isolating. And through correspondence, there was a great deal of interest shown on both sides. He came up with the name of vitamine, V-I-T-A-M-I-N-E, which later was changed, dropped the E, and just called it vitamin. Now that was the beginning. The vitamin or the vital acids that we had, I called by numbers. Vital acid number 1, 2, 3, and so on. I don't know whether that influenced your B1, B2, and so on or not, but at least that's the plan that we instigated at the time. And we're happy to say that where we couldn't find a single research scientist that would agree to go into put forth any effort in this behalf, today there are thousands of the finest brains in the universe, thousands of them, that are beginning to realize the value of nutrition. Now, the philosophy of Shackley Products, and you folks that are just starting, let me tell you this. Our philosophy is this, that there is a source of life. I have my religion, you have yours. I don't care what your church connection is, that's not my business. But I do insist that you, if you are to be successful in Shaklee products, that you do recognize the source of life. Else, how can you talk about the naturalness and the values of our products? So, the source of life as it comes from the creative source of the universe, which is commonly called the creative energy. If it were not for that creative energy vibrating throughout the universe, everything would crumble. If that electrical current vibration ceased for 1 second, this Colosseum and everyone in it and everything in it would form and fall in the dust. So we are dependent upon that life force, that energy that's vibrating from the central source of energy. And we're also dependent upon another source, a source of the creative intelligence that guides the operations of life. Everything that exists, from the lowly cabbage head, the thistle on the hillside, the old cow, any other animals, and man, lives because the creative energy of the Creator is vibrating within, and you call it your life.